Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the fourth meeting of Gorosz & Gorosz, still talking about how to set up a research project for a final thesis and with this project to finish a degree course in our case history and French. And Clara, how was it seeing your supervisor, or haven't you seen him yet?
It's going to be tomorrow.
Good.
So still nervous and anxious, but it's better because now I have my concept paper. But what do I do if he or she, so the professor, rejects my proposal? Or what if he accepts it but criticizes it?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so reject, I think, may have two reasons. Rejecting it may not be as with your preparation. I think it will not be because of the project and how you set it up. Mm. Because on the concept paper, as we said last time, you have the working title, you have a preliminary table of contents with suggestions of the major issues and the
Categories for my categories. Analysis.
Exactly. Mm. And research questions. We will talk later on about research questions again, about thesis statements. But for the first meeting and the concept paper that you may go over the concept paper tonight to get it really ready for tomorrow.
Yeah,
and
I will.
Bring a printout for the professor as well.
Print two pages for me and for him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And be prepared for a rejection. If he says no, then you ask, is it because you have so many candidates?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it because I've chosen wrongly and I should, you know, if this the latter case or both cases suggest mm-hmm. whom I may contact.
Mm-hmm.
The second case is if it's the subject or the title, the working title is complicated of their issues, please comment, please let me know what I can improve. And
yes,
then I mentioned paper and pencil. You write down. And an important thing is don't comment. When the professor's talking, just take it as mm-hmm. he goes along.
Okay.
And when he stops, look at him and then ask a question and ask for clarification, for suggestions.
Yes.
And in your case, of course, he may say, oh, three social protest movements and such a large and important one like Chartism.
Mm-hmm.
Or he may say, Canus, Lyon, I have no idea, France.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can say, well, I am a major in French or minor in French, but I do have French at my disposal. I can assure him I can do the research, I can gather the material, I can prepare mm-hmm. it.
Okay, good, very good. Thank you. That's helping me a lot.
Today, as we said earlier on, the next step is, of course, research questions. You will mm-hmm. have a first research question on the concept paper. On the concept paper, because that's something the professor will want to ask you. What is it that you want to know?
Mm-hmm.
And in your case, of course, what is it that you want to know concerning three major movements, which are different, which do have their common points, but they're major, basically different. And he may want to ask you, is it really comparison that you want to do? So mm-hmm. what I'm suggesting, without writing it down on the concept paper, but to prepare the research question, how will your three issues relate to each other? Protest movements and the time periods, how would you like to cover all of them with the same amount of pages? Would you like to use one as a background, a reference social protest movement mm-hmm. to bring out special features in the first two?
Okay.
Or in the chosen two.
Mm-hmm.
And this is something that you will think about without mm-hmm. writing it down, but be prepared. He may ask.
Okay. Yeah.
Good. Anything else? Because research questions, you have suggested that there is something that you would like to talk about, such as correlation between topic, question, method. And of course, in literary studies, you will have to have literary theory, concepts from literary theories. Would that be? Would you go for a question from this area?
In search for my question, how much do I have to read before I meet the professor? So in literary studies, it's like fiction that I have to read, or in my case history, it's sources, historic sources or secondary literature. Do I need to read a lot before, or do I need to search for a primary bibliography, or does the professor give me some tips?
Very good. Actually, both. The answer is both things. You need to read. You need to read up as much as you can. And in the case of philology, if you want to do something about a 19th century novel and have decided you have never read George Eliot or the Brontes, what we always suggest is look up the novels. If you don't make it to read them, the 900 pages novels, look up the novels in the Kinderliteratur lexicon for German speakers, my favorite. The university libraries usually have them under the specialized databases, Fachdatenbanken, you've got them. So you can check the novels. And the literary text, they do not only contain novels, but all sorts of literary texts. And it make an appearance in front of your supervisor as an informed student. You may say, I have never read such and such, but I would like to. I have checked the sources at hand, and for non-German speakers, it is the British Library website. The British Library website is a treasure trove of material on all periods in British literary and cultural history. So if you want to, and if you want to continue with Chartism, however you will use Chartism, whichever function that social protest movement will have in your work, look at the British Library website, look at the documents they have to gain ideas about sources and material you can use.
Oh, wow.
And one of the examples will do for the first meeting with the professor.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Good. Thank you very much. And how long does this process will take? So how long does it take me to get a working title or to prepare for the first meeting? So does it take a month or two or less? And you know, that's what I'm so anxious about, because I've never done this before on such a scale.
Okay, you have the first meeting tomorrow. You have chosen your subject matter. Yeah. So this is already there.
It took me a while though.
We have talked about this for
2 months?
Yeah, for 2 months on and off.
Yeah, on and off. So is this a normal time? Or?
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. Okay, so what I would like students to do is start early and seek contact early with people who have an idea about the stuff you want to work about to really get yourself going by talking about these issues.
Also talk to my friends.
Absolutely. Good. Now, I keep my fingers crossed for tomorrow.
Thank you very much. I'm really nervous.
We meet again.
Yeah. Goodbye. See you next time. Bye-bye.